BBC Radio Surrey.
Hello, James Cannon, Breakfast Show, 23 minutes past seven. So I've been hearing about the trains there. I want to bring in Stuart Palmer from the Rail Users Lobby Group, Rail Futures, director there. Also, former MD of what was South West Trains. Morning to you, Stuart.
Good morning, James.
Now, lots in Adrian's little report there. How are you feeling about the future of trains?
Well, I think, first of all, very interesting, Adrian's report. First of all, in saying the number of people who are still or have right through the pandemic gone to work. And, of course, there are many people who cannot work from home. You know, if you're in the hospitality business or anything to do with provision of services like hospitals, you cannot work from home. So it's really important to say that we have to have a decent train service, a reliable and frequent train service that meets passengers' needs. Because if we don't do that, we won't get people back on the trains. And as you were reporting earlier, there's something like 50 to 60% of pre-pandemic use on the railway. And on the roads, anybody who's been on the M25 in Surrey recently will tell you that the road traffic is back to or above pre-pandemic levels. So, you know, we have to get people back on the trains, both in terms of convenience, to actually tackle the issue of climate change, to actually tackle the issue of air pollution. And we can't do that if we don't have a reasonable alternative in terms of a credible and reliable train service. So I think I am quite pessimistic, to be brutally honest. And offers of free cups of coffee, frankly, are not the problem. They're not going to address the problem. What we need is a decent service so that people choose to use rail instead of it being a distressed purchase because they've got to use it.
Right. Now, the thing is that the trains pre-pandemic were a horrible thing to take. Now, my wife goes up from Woking to London, and she's doing it 2 days a week now. Used to do it 5 days a week. And, you know, maybe one day a week she'd get a seat. Now, as far as Southwestern is concerned, that's fine because the train isn't running to full capacity because they allocate enough people standing up. But for a passenger paying the same amount of money as somebody sitting down, it's a horrible experience.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more. And I think the point is, this is the opportunity now where numbers are down. This is an opportunity to improve the product quality. People do not want to stand from stations in Surrey all the way to Waterloo with their nose in someone's armpit. You know, that is not a pleasant experience. So reducing the train, or at least not reducing, but failing to put back the train service, I'm not arguing that it wasn't right to reduce the train service when demand collapsed, but to now have a service where the government are encouraging people to go back to work, get back to life in normal times, in inverted commas, we have to have a decent service. And that means putting those trains back so that people can be certain that they will get a seat. You know, we can't have a situation where people are being forced to use conditions that they don't want to actually endure because, in effect, Southwestern Railway are refusing to restore trains. And, I mean, you haven't reported it this morning, but there have been numerous cases recently of severe overcrowding on certain Southwestern Railway services because they are simply not providing enough trains. It's as simple as that.
So the future could be, it looks like we could have this sort of hybrid working where maybe Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday are much busier. Do you reckon there should be maybe a sort of, if you like, a midweek timetable which actually allows more trains, you know, to be running?
Well, that is one option, but of course that actually doesn't make very efficient use of rolling stock, because the requirements that you have in terms of both train crew and rolling stock are determined by the peak. So if you only have three peak days a week, all those trains will sit idle for 4 days of the week. Now, that is not the way to run a financially efficient or customer efficient railway. My view is that we need to incentivize people to spread their working days to back to Monday to Friday, and of course, to much more importantly overall, encourage a return to use of the train for leisure purposes. We've got, you know, the recovery in the the leisure market has been much stronger than in the commuter market, and train companies need to encourage that. And part of that, of course, is intelligent pricing to make people say, yes, I'll go in on Monday rather than Tuesday because I can actually get a better deal on Monday or Friday than I can if I go in on Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday. And as I say, frankly, free cups of coffee is not going to solve the problem. We have to be much more imaginative about how we spread demand across all the days of the week and how we make the best use of the trains and the resources that we have got, which are sitting there doing nothing if they're not actually being used only a few days a week. And that cannot be sensible for anybody, including, of course, importantly, the taxpayer.
Stuart, good talking to you. Appreciate your time this morning from the Rail Lobby Group, Rail Future, and he's also, well, in the know, former MD of what was Southwest Trains. Your thoughts this morning, you're more than welcome to chip your tuppence worth in.